The following segment is general in nature and should not be taken as personal professional advice. Listeners should seek their own independent assessment from a qualified advisor and not rely solely on the general nature of information in this program.
Well, we were feeling all loved up yesterday with Valentine's Day in the air, but romance aside, we want to talk about how to keep your heart healthy this morning with our natural health consultant, Fenella Jane. Good morning, Fenella.
Good morning, Kelly.
It's lovely to have you back in the studio.
Yes, thank you. It feels like I haven't been here for ages.
It does feel like we've had so much going on around the region, so it's lovely to have you back.
We have had a lot going on.
Getting a bit of normality back into
Absolutely.
The morning show.
Absolutely. And I think, and I also think our topic about the heart, you know, Valentine's Day was quite appropriate yesterday. Heart matters are really important even when you're in love.
Yes.
So, yes, it is vital.
So hopefully this will be a bit of a two-part series.
Yes, I have broken it up into a two-part series. I'm going to just sort of do five tips today and then another five next time I come on, because it is a beautiful subject. It's one that is close to my heart, but it has aspects. Because I come from the natural health world or industry, we talk about healing our body or our heart and mind basically from a holistic concept. So nutritional value is important. So is the mental aspects, the emotional aspects of how our body does, how our heart will heal throughout disease and or just prevention of disease. So it is quite important. So, yes, because it's a big subject, I'd like to break it up if that's okay.
I think that's a wonderful idea. So we'll get into it. But first, before we might just take a little diversion. And we were talking about bugs.
Yeah, we were. And I heard that. Fascinating, wasn't
it? Yeah, amazing. And we'll try and get that Boris song up. But the little apprentice weavers were extraordinary.
Quite interesting.
But if people are getting bitten
yeah, by midges or sandfly bites and mozzies, you can actually use, most people in our household, we have pure lavender oil sitting in our pantry cupboards or in our bathrooms. Put it straight on the bite and actually soothes it and stops the itchy and or from it preventing to get some of them turn into quite nasty little sores. You get infections in them if you scratch them too often. So to prevent that, lavender oil is amazing. So is eucalyptus oil, tea tree oil, and you can also make a little mix of those, you know, maybe a couple of drops of each, and just rub them in a little bit of ointment or cream and rub it on your skin to prevent them from biting you.
That's
so
great.
Just a quick tip
just
from your
home. Just a
simple
little oil that'll
Absolutely.
Do the job rather
it
than...
works.
Yeah.
The other thing, the herb chickweed ointment, which you can purchase, is also great for putting on itchy bites.
And that's an ointment.
It's an ointment or in gel form. Yep.
Okay.
It's a lovely herb.
A little tip there. I didn't know that you could put lavender oil on that, because I mean, yeah, everyone has that, I think.
Yeah, well, lavender oil is amazing.
Do. Yeah.
I could do a whole segment on lavender oil.
Well, I'd love to do that. We'll lock that in for another time.
All right, but, let's do that.
To the heart. What maybe are some of the signs that your heart isn't as healthy as it should be?
Shortness of breath. Not feeling quite yourself, having trouble exercising, palpitations. Heart palpitations if you're under a lot of stress, irritability, lethargy, generally not feeling right. Of course, you've got your signs and symptoms of heart attack where you end up either feeling quite sick in the stomach is quite unusual but can be a symptom. Aches or pains within your arm, things going numb, your limbs going numb, symptoms like that. So let's get to preventing that. Very brief summary on what our heart does. It's predominantly just a big, large muscle. It's just full of muscle fibers and it has channels. You've got your left and your right side. Your right side literally takes the deoxygenated blood out of your system as you exhale. When you inhale, the left side receives all of the oxygenated blood from your lungs and pumps it all around the vital organs. And all that happens within matters of seconds. It's really quite incredible. So because our heart is actually a muscle and it's pumping constantly, it requires energy from our nervous system. It requires the right nutrients to keep that muscle working properly. So my five top tips really that we can do daily to keep the function of our heart working is quite simply exercise. Number one, exercise, exercise, exercise. Yes, it's really important. Whether it's a short walk, playing golf, dancing, do something you love that actually raises your heart rate so that you're puffing and you're panting and you're feeling like you're exercising. It needs exercise.
So as a muscle, just like every other
muscle
it
in
needs
our body,
a workout.
For it to be strong and for it to build healthy, it needs a workout. Absolutely.
15 minutes, half an hour?
15 minutes, half an hour, absolutely. But getting your heart rate up enough to get you sweat.
Yeah.
We need to sweat a little bit. So, yeah, not just, you know, sitting. You know, yoga is actually beautiful because it has another calming effect, but yoga is also a good form of exercise as well, even though you don't quite get your heart rate up as much, but still very, very important.
Yeah, it's amazing what yoga can do with the, because it stretches you out and it keeps the intensity. It does. It's low intensity, isn't it?
It is low intensity, but it also plays a big role because it has a calming effect. So, So all forms of exercise, swimming is amazing. And if you have had heart problems or suffering from some form of heart disease, I generally recommend swimming or some kind of low impact exercise to get you back on track. Don't just rush out and try and start jogging. That's not going to work.
That could probably be the worst thing you could
absolutely
do.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so exercise is most important. Also keeps your weight down, takes pressure off your heart physically. Lots of fat around our heart puts pressure on our heart. It constricts it and it just simply makes it go, oh my God, I'm having trouble pumping here. Okay, so most important. Also, things like healthy diet, which I would say nearly every time I come on, most important. Healthy diet, rich in antioxidants, fresh fruits, vegetables, raw almonds, Brazil nuts, rich in selenium, good for the heart. Lots of green veggies, broccoli, tomatoes, avocados, amazing, rich in antioxidants, plus a good amount of essential fatty acids. Eggs are great, and blueberries, any of your super fruits that I talk about quite regularly.
Yep.
Goji berries. The other thing is eating fish oil. Your oily fish like salmon and tuna are most important for the essential fatty acids. I basically have the philosophy that when we want to give our body the right nutrients, we really should get it from our food and or what we drink in beverages. But if we have trouble eating certain foods, like some people are just repulsed by fish, then you can get supplements over the counter like fish oil. Fish oil has been one of the most amazing things that came on the market several years ago. The latest research and the latest form of fish oil to come on the market, technically it's not a fish, is actually krill. Krill oil hit the market about 18 months ago in Australia, and it is truly amazing. It is far superior than your normal fish oil.
What is it about it? Why is it different?
It's actually stronger. Literally in, well, it's actually lower in the EPA and the DHA, which are the active components of your omega-3s that are in fish oil. But because it's not the fact that it's lower, it's because it's bound to an actual phospholipid, which makes it more bioavailable to get into the cell within your body.
So it kind of activates it more quickly.
Yeah, it's much, much quicker. You don't need as much because it's used up more wisely by the body. Whereas your fish oil is bound to a triglyceride. It's a longer pathway for it to actually hit the cell of the body. And fatty acids are really important for keeping the cell membranes in pretty much every cell of your body that performs a major function to actually keep it soft and permeable. So it works as an amazing anti-inflammatory, breaks down bad cholesterol, your LDL levels within your body, so it supports your liver before the blood even, you know, gets carried around your body. So are most important for eye health, for example, good for preventing eye disease. It's just your list of amazing things that it does. The other thing is it actually contains an antioxidant called astaxanthin, which is one of the most potent antioxidants available on the market today. And basically it's getting the king of all antioxidants, because what it does is it just has an amazing ability to keep those particular omega-3s or your EPA and your DHA components of oils within the cell. It stops it from oxidizing. So in other words, it still stays healthier longer within the cell, so that the cell can actually absorb and transfer things from the inside the membrane back outside and in, and as the constant transference goes on between nutrients from the cell from outside of the cell. So when your cell membrane is at its healthiest, you have more rate of absorption of your healthy nutrients getting into the cell, so the cells multiply at their healthiest rate, and the other toxins that get generated within the cells can then be pushed back out again. So it plays a massive role. So astaxanthin is up there with, it's so easily obtained through krill oil. You need one a day.
One capsule a day.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. And krill just looks like a little tiny prawn, and it comes basically from
I was thinking of whales.
Alaska.
Eating krill. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
krill,
it's really
quite. Right.
But it's all sustainable. It's sustainable fishery, and it's all done, you know, it's all, you know, really good.
So are there any other foods we need, superfoods for our heart?
The other thing, well, salmon, yeah, tuna. If you want to eat the foods, go for it. Krill oil as a supplement is okay. Awesome.
So are there any other supplements?
Or basically, anything that's rich in antioxidants. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is the mineral magnesium. That would be my number four on my list. Basically, magnesium is an amazing mineral. It's one of your core minerals within your body that are most important for relaxing our muscles. It's the great relaxer. We need about 400 milligrams of magnesium in our diet a day. Some of us get it, some of us don't, depending on how rich our foods are. If we're living on processed foods and foods that are highly refined and full of bad fats, your magnesium levels are generally low. And you're under stress, okay, physical, emotional, mental, any kind of issue within your life, you're using up more magnesium just to keep your body from over-manufacturing adrenaline and cortisol, just to bring down the balance again so that it helps you to relax so that you can fall asleep at night. So it plays a pretty big role. Magnesium-rich foods are your greens, your raw nuts and seeds, chia seeds that I've mentioned before are quite amazing, and you can supplement. One of the richest sources is actually cacao powder, which is raw chocolate. It has about 84 milligrams per 15 grams, which is really only a big, large teaspoon of cacao powder. If you had a couple of drinks of that a day as a hot chocolate, it's enriching your diet with magnesium, and it's a really pleasant way to do it because everyone loves chocolate.
Yeah.
But I have to stress, it has to be the raw cacao powder. Chocolate in the supermarket is in your standard brands that are mixed with dairy. Still have an amount of magnesium in it, but your richest source is your cacao powder. Gee.
And what about I saw someone eating cacao sort of seeds or the shells the other day.
Cacao nibs.
Cacao nibs.
Yeah, they're just like, they're a little bit more bitter than eating, say, a chopped chip. But yeah, they're sort of just a crunchy chocolate little treat. They're quite interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we've got some of our customers who actually throw it into making make like a chopped chip slice, or they throw it in as chopped chips for their biscuits and things. Yeah.
How clever.
It's interesting. I go for the hot chocolate. I like to have a hot chocolate a day. And in that hot chocolate, so I do a teaspoon of hot chocolate, half a teaspoon of cinnamon and honey into the drink. And cinnamon's actually really, really good for keeping your blood sugar levels. And the other thing for preventing heart disease is to try and prevent diabetes, because that's another trigger for heart disease. And of course, you know, your cholesterol levels, as we talked about with the fish oil keep them down, because once those valves in your heart and the little pathways in your heart get clogged up with bad cholesterol deposits, you know, fatty deposits, or even mineral deposits like calcium. If calcium's not being absorbed correctly in your body, you get hardened of the arteries and you get plaque buildup, and that can actually bring on a heart attack. Parts of your poor old heart don't get enough oxygen.
So we've got exercise, a healthy diet, the supplements, a bit of krill oil,
eating magnesium-rich foods.
And
The other one would be using a herb called hawthorn. It's one of the most beautiful herbs within our herbal, you know, recommendations. I personally love hawthorn. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a little tiny red or black berry, and basically it grows on a bush similar to like a rose bush. Has been used around the world. For centuries, it's definitely been well documented. It balances the heart. It contains quercetin and certain active ingredients that are basically, they're under the heading of OPCs. They are a form of flavanols. So again, that's another member of your antioxidant family that help to lower blood pressure. They can help to break down some of the fatty deposits or hardened arteries within your body. And taken regularly for about 4 to 6 weeks, you do get a decreased, if your heart rate's really high or if you've got high blood pressure, you do, it can bring your blood pressure down.
And how do you take it? Like, how do you,
comes
is it
as,
a tablet, a capsule?
You can drink it as a tea. You can drink it daily. It's not it's quite a pleasant tasting tea.
What does it taste like?
I wouldn't say that it's overly descriptive like, say, chamomile or peppermint. It's quite nondescript, really, but it's pleasant enough that it's not revolting like, say, valerian tea or some of those other ones that you just want to screw your nose up at. It's not a bitter herb. It's quite just, just on the level of
not... Just something you could take on a daily basis. Or absolutely. Would you need to, like, would a cup of that a day be...
Yeah,
you
know? One or two cups of that a day would be just fine. You can also take it in capsule form if you want to actually supplement that way without drinking the tea if you're not into drinking teas.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, beautiful harmonising effect on the heart. And it's very good also because herbs work holistically, it's great for our emotions. So again, that context of when we get stressed out, we feel emotionally stressed, we are actually placing more stress
putting
on our heart.
On the heart.
Yeah, and raising our blood pressure. So all of it is actually really important. So yeah, hawthorn, lovely. Coenzyme Q10 is another really good antioxidant. Your body manufactures coenzyme Q10. We manufacture less as we age. From about 35 onwards, it lowers. It's pretty much in each cell of our body, a little bit like one of the major antioxidants that actually produces energy within the cell to make that cell grow and multiply at its healthiest rate. And coenzyme Q10 is important for the repair and maintenance after you've had heart problems. So is fish, funnily enough. Fish oil has actually been studied in one of the hospitals in Sydney now. I think it was the Royal Prince Alfred. I should have looked at that source, sorry, before I came on. But yes, clinical trials have been done that after heart attacks or any kind of heart operation, giving supplement of fish oil of about 5 milligrams a day lowered the amount of time you spent in recovery. So it actually made the heart recovery a lot faster. So yeah, it has a lot of merit. It's quite good for us.
Now, you were thinking about also giving us a recipe for a healthy heart tea.
Yep. I don't know if I mentioned, yeah, I have mentioned on air before that I make up a herbal tea like as a big mix that I know that I'm covering my bases. In that mix, I use stinging nettle tea. I use passion flower. Stinging nettle covers, it's a blood cleanser and it's full of magnesium and vitamins and minerals. Passion flower tea is very calming to our nervous system. And of course, we want our nerves to be calm because that lowers our heart rate. Okay, so that's another really good one for our heart. I don't personally and haven't done the hawthorn, but I may as well just add the hawthorn into the mix because that is good for your heart. I don't actually have heart problems, but it is, as I said earlier, lovely. So I do that, peppermint tea, and I use a little bit of spearmint because I like the flavour. Spearmint's also really good, believe it or not, for... excessive hair growth on our skin. So yeah, we could talk about that one day too. what else do I put in it? So that is my herbal tea mix. So there's about 5 in that mix. And let's add hawthorn to it as well. So
okay.
Those things are very, very good for just harmonising pretty much every organ of our body. By the way, that it's a good blood cleanser